Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Now at 6, protesters demanding justice after a man is shot by Ohio police 60 times. Here is family's calls for peace and where the investigation stands this morning.
And it's going to be a very hot afternoon with high temperatures in the mid-90s. Coming up, I'm going to show you some of the areas we can potentially see some showers and thunderstorms at the cookout.
4th of July events will be happening all across the Triangle, and WRAL's Laura Levine is live for us with what we can expect out of some of these celebrations. Certainly expect it to be hot. It is 4th of July. We're glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Micaiah Thurman in for Renee Chu. It's going to be humid. Mm-hmm. It feels sticky outside right now. Peter Sherwood's in for Elizabeth this morning with a look around town.
We are seeing beautiful conditions this morning. Some cloud cover out there keeping us on the mild side this morning. But overall, if you're heading for a jog before the 4th of July festivities, your jog in Apex will be fairly comfortable. And we're seeing lovely conditions in Goldsboro right now. So you can see the clouds will stay with us throughout the morning. We could get a few pockets of sunshine. I think it's going to be a nice afternoon to head out to the pool. If you are heading out to a cookout, maybe in Fayetteville or Sampson County later this afternoon, we have a chance of seeing some scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to be widespread, and we do anticipate that to move through very quickly as we head throughout the afternoon. By this evening, any of those fireworks shows, you're looking good. We will see mostly dry conditions gradually move in. Let's check out our temperatures for this morning. If you're heading out the door, we're seeing those temperatures in the 70s right now, and by the afternoon, we'll gradually climb to 95 degrees. Coming up, we're going to break down how hot it will feel, not only for today, but over the next couple of days.
Peter, thanks for following breaking news. As fire and tear gas is present in Akron, Ohio, protests stretched past midnight as that community demands justice for 25-year-old Jalen Walker.
You heard protesters there counting to 60. That's how many times Jalen Walker was shot by officers. Investigators released body camera video showing a police chase and then a hail of gunfire.
Here's a look at those tense moments as the chase started with this video from the car. Officers attempted to pull Walker over for a traffic violation, but they say he took off driving at high speeds, and then they claim Walker fired at them. The flash pointed out in that security camera footage. Eventually, Walker abandoned his car, took off on foot, wearing a ski mask, and police say they fired tasers but missed, and then a barrage of bullets followed. An estimated 90 rounds were fired by 8 Akron police officers until someone yelled, "Cease fire."
Police say Walker didn't have a gun as he was running from officers, though they claim their reason for shooting him was that he turned into what they thought was a firing position. His family and their legal team is pleading for peace in Akron, but also justice.
We're done dying like this, in this manner, with this fate. Nobody should ever suffer the fate that Jalen Walker did.
City officials are urging the community to stay calm as they investigate. All 8 officers who fired shots are on leave this morning. Well, that's breaking news out of Zebulon. WRAL is working to learn an update on 3 people hurt after an ATV crash just before 1 a.m. It happened along Traceway Road. Wake County deputies tell us 2 people are in serious condition. The other had minor injuries. So far, there's been no update on how they're doing.
Right now, there's a moderate risk for rip currents right along most of our coast. If you take a look at this map from the National Weather Service, areas under a moderate risk are in yellow. That means life-threatening rip currents are possible. This comes just a day after a 52-year-old North Carolina man drowned at Oak Island. Water rescue crews there say they received a dozen water rescue calls by early afternoon yesterday. 2 people died after disappearing in the water in Virginia Beach. This is a live look right now at the Virginia Beach oceanfront. Just miles from this spot, a 12-year-old was found dead after being last seen playing in the water. Hours later, a 44-year-old man was spotted struggling in the water. He was pulled out by somebody on that beach but did not survive.
And this morning, we're working for an update on six people, including two kids who were shot in Clinton this weekend. Police say a black Chrysler 200 opened fire at a home on Stetson Street, where a group of people were gathered outside around 9 Saturday night. Witnesses say that Chrysler drove by the home again and then fired more shots. Police didn't say which of the victims were the target. It happened just hours after a man was found shot to death a block away around 2 a.m. Suspect descriptions have been released and no arrests have been made.
New this morning, a wildfire burning in Hyde County is now a little more than half contained. That fire has burned almost 2,000 acres. Fire officials say winds from this weekend's storm helped improve visibility and minimize the smoke effects. 91 first responders are currently battling the flames and temporary flight restrictions have been issued.
You've got a few chances to see fireworks today in the Triangle. This is a live look at last night's show in Morrisville. The fun kicks off in just a few hours in Raleigh, and WORL's Laura Levine is live with some of your options. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Micaiah. Many people will show out in droves today to celebrate patriotism and civic pride. The state capitol here behind me will be the center of much of that celebration. The tradition, the 4th of July tradition here in Raleigh, will take place beginning at 11 o'clock this morning. It will include music and hands-on activities for the kids and so much more. But as we know, today is jam-packed with events happening across the Triangle. The town of Carrboro's 4th of July celebration is happening between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. today. The town of Cary will begin its festivities at 3:30, and over in Chapel Hill, fireworks will begin at 9 p.m. Durham has a big day ahead, starting with the Durham's Children Parade at the Durham Central Park. Then the Durham Bulls game begins at 6:35. A very grand fireworks show will follow that event. Organizers are calling it the biggest celebration of the year.
We'll have performances of God Bless America during the game. We have a color guard attending, just anything and everything to get people kind of in the spirit, to celebrate America. Like, we're going to have it.
Now, more than 10,000 people are expected to be at that game tonight. Organizers also tell us that those tickets are selling fast. They're almost sold out, Micaiah, so you better grab one right now if you plan to go.
All right, Laura, thank you. And, of course, you can find a full list of July 4th events in the Triangle right now on WORL.com. Just head over to our Out and About page.
And if you don't feel like leaving the house, you can watch Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular tonight on WRAL. Special musical guests this year include Brett Eldridge, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Pitbull. The two-hour event will start tonight here on WRAL at 8 p.m. Fireworks are set to begin around 9:25.
The 43rd annual festival for the Eno continues today. You're looking at video from a previous year. The event happened at West Point Park. It raises awareness about protecting and restoring outdoor spaces, and is also going to have some live music and other fun activities for the family. Eno Fest runs from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now.
Now to a new phase of COVID testing in Wake County. Anyone planning to get tested at a public health department site will have to wait until Wednesday. Starting this week, the county-run sites will be open on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Appointment slots are being slashed by more than half. The popular Departure Drive testing site is closing down for good. This is all part of Wake County's plan to end drive-through testing by the end of this month. There's no testing today due to the holiday. Celebrating the 4th of July is becoming more expensive. How much more you'll be paying to host these cookouts this year?
And Yellowstone National Park continues to welcome back visitors after massive flooding. The entrance is now open to the public and the areas that could take years to recover. PETA.
It's going to be a hot afternoon today with a high of 95 degrees. By Wednesday, we're at 98 degrees. Coming up, I'm going to show you how our temperatures will feel once you factor in the humidity this week. Welcome back, everyone. We're taking a live look at Lake Gaston this morning. It's beautiful out there. The earlier you head out, the better, because we're going to be seeing some hot conditions this afternoon. The UV index is in the very high category, so if you're spending a lot of time outdoors today, apply the sunscreen and put it on several times throughout the day. We are going to see a mix of sun and clouds. Our temperatures are in the 70s right now, 74 degrees in Raleigh and Durham. We're seeing 68 degrees in Roxburgh and 73 in Clinton. By the afternoon, we're heating up. Here's a look at your lake planner. We'll be at 88 by 12 o'clock. 95 will be the afternoon high. While we will stay mostly dry today, we have a few spots with a chance for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. I'll show you those areas.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center, a special homecoming this 4th of July. Take a look at the crowds that showed up to welcome home U.S. Marine Corps Sergeant Tyler Vasquez Andrews, home for the first time since being critically injured in a suicide bombing at the Kabul airport that happened during the U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan last August. Vasquez Andrews lost his right arm and his left leg and had to go through 43 surgeries. One of his surgeons said he survived against all odds. That bombing killed 13 service members, including Camp Lejeune Marine Sergeant Nicole Gee.
New this morning, a man suspected of shooting two Raleigh women in San Diego has been arrested. The women were shot just over a week ago in San Diego while they were away on a business trip. They were caught in the crossfire after a fight started in the street there. And now 25-year-old Johnza Watson will face charges for attempted murder. Tony Erlis and Lane Shear work together at the Price Company, which manages student and multifamily housing in the Triangle. They're both expected to survive the shooting. A GoFundMe account has been set up to help them, and it has surpassed its $75,000 goal by a lot. As of early this morning, more than 850 people have donated more than $185,000.
A woman is recovering from a near tragedy this morning. She was left stranded in her car as flash flooding rose higher and higher. Take a look at this video out of Arkansas. You can see a group of officers here helping to move her car through the flooding. First responders say many of the roadways were left completely submerged. The fire department says thankfully there were no injuries. Yesterday morning, 5 to 9 inches of heavy rain drenched Union County, which borders the Louisiana state line.
More of Yellowstone National Park is now open just in time for the holiday. The park's North Loop entrance opened to visitors this weekend. It was shut down after severe flooding damaged roads and forced evacuations. Officials say about 93% of the park's roads have been restored, but there's still more work to be done, and it could take years for the park to fully recover.
Well, are you cooking out this holiday weekend? It will definitely cost you. The price to grill out jumped 17% from last year. That's all according to data from the Farm Bureau. Five on Your Side's Keely Arthur shares which of the 4th of July staples are the most expensive.
There is really no better way to celebrate this 4th of July weekend than having a hot dog or a veggie dog. But while you were shopping for those items, you probably had a little sticker shock. Turns out every single item that you would usually buy for a cookout definitely costs more this 4th.
From gas to fireworks and even food, celebrating the 4th is more expensive. So much so that many are focusing on inexpensive traditions instead.
It's nice to be able to come out where the trees are, where the lake is, enjoy the outdoors, and get out of the hustle and bustle of the normal life a little bit.
Ross Turnmeyer and his sons,
Davis is 8 and Tripp is 4,
spent the day fishing at Lake Raleigh, remembering that the best things in life are still free.
The weather's good. The boys are enjoying being out and about.
Even a family cookout for 10 will cost you about $70 this year, $10 more than last year. The retail price for 2 pounds of ground beef increased by 36%. The average price of 2 pounds of chicken breasts increased 33%. The price of 3 pounds of center-cut pork chops increased 31%. Lemonade, potato salad, and hamburger buns all cost more, too.
It's definitely more expensive. Inflation is driving prices, but that's okay. Yeah, we're just enjoying being out.
The price of cheese, strawberries, and chips are down slightly.
Now, inflation is up 8.6% overall, according to the latest report. The Federal Reserve, the Biden administration are doing things to try to help get that number down lower. The next inflation report will come out later this month, so we'll see if those measures made a difference. Keely Arthur, 5 on your side.
And according to WalletHub's survey, two-thirds of Americans said they plan to spend less money this 4th of July. That's compared to last year. 57% said inflation is impacting their plans.
A new analysis of dozens of studies on vitamins finds that average healthy adults may not need them. The Journal of American Medicine reviewed 84 studies to assess the impact vitamins and supplements have in preventing heart disease and cancer. According to the analysis, beta carotene was associated with an increased risk of lung cancer and death from heart disease, while vitamin E had no proven effects.
If there was a big benefit from multivitamins and supplements, we'd sort of know by now.
The vitamin industry, though, which spent nearly $1 billion on marketing in 2021, disagrees. They urge everyone to talk with their doctor before making a decision. Americans spent nearly $50 billion alone last year on supplements.
The city of Raleigh is starting its new schedule to pick up yard waste this week. It's all related to these lime green carts. The city delivered more than 104,000 of them in the last 2 months. Yard waste has been picked up the same day as your recycling. So starting tomorrow, yard waste pickup moves to the week opposite of recycling. So a good way to remember it is take two carts to the curb every week, never three.
Anglers will be able to fish for free today without a license. In our state, it is Free Fishing Day, sponsored by the NC Wildlife Commission. It runs 12 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. The annual event was authorized by the General Assembly in 1994, and now fishermen are required to follow fishing regulations like daily possession limits and plenty of other rules out there. It'd be a nice day to be on the water wherever you are, certainly, because the humidity and heat will be up. It's 4th of July. Peter Shearwood in the WRI Severe Weather Center. It's acting just like it.
Look, we are going to see some hot conditions for this afternoon. It's going to feel like the 4th of July. I hope you put those water bottles in the freezer overnight. If you did not and you're heading out this afternoon, go ahead, pop that water bottle in the freezer. It's going to be a hot afternoon and you definitely want to stay hydrated. We're seeing temperatures in the 70s this morning. A lot of cloud cover out there, but overall really nice. 75 degrees in Apex at this hour. And I've been looking at the temperatures from 1970 to around 2019 for the 4th of July for our area. And so far on record, the hottest 4th of July was around 101 degrees. We're not going to get that hot, but I do want to point out, though, we've seen temperatures climb about 4 degrees hotter over the years. As we take a look at the forecast for today, it's going to feel very steamy. We have a tropical air mass in place. And by 11 o'clock, once you guys are heading out to the pool around that time, it's actually going to be 86 degrees. You factor in the humidity, it's feeling like 92. By the time we head into 3 o'clock, 94 will be the after that temperature around 3 o'clock, but it could feel like 97 degrees, and we cannot rule out a feels-like temperature today of 98. By tomorrow, it's feeling like 103, and boy, on Wednesday, it's going to get really hot. We're talking about some big-time feels-like temperatures upwards of 110. So again, this is the type of week where we have to check in on our neighbors. We also have to look out for the pets and the kids during these hot conditions. As we take a live look right now at Carolina Beach, you can see it is cloudy in that direction. We are seeing very quiet conditions in this area right now. If you're heading out to the beach today, keep in mind we have a moderate rip current risk in place through the evening up and down the coast. Want to make sure that you're swimming in front of a lifeguard and you're taking it easy. Go ahead, call up your friends, let them know there's a moderate rip current risk in place for today. If they're heading to the coast, they need to take it easy as well. We are going to see temperatures ranging in the 80s for this week or for today at the coast, 84 degrees at Wrightsville, and some of those southern beaches likely to see a better chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. We're looking at a 20% chance for rain in place today, and that 20% chance is in place for our southern areas. 95 will be the afternoon high in Raleigh. And this evening, if you're heading out to a fireworks show, we're going to see those temperatures in the 80s with dry conditions around. We will make it to 98 degrees on Wednesday. Coming up, I'm going to show you the severe threats that will come along with the hot temperatures. Back to you.
PETA, thanks. Well, protesters are taken to the streets. This after a man was shot by Ohio police 60 times. We'll take a look at the moments leading up to the deadly shooting and hear from his family.
In North Carolina, officials want everyone to be aware of rip currents as they celebrate the 4th of July, where they're seeing an increased risk for them after responding to several water call rescues over the weekend.
And coming up on today, water safety tips for the summer.
And a look at your winning lottery numbers. We have them on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
Time now for a look at what's trending. The Backstreet Boys had a special surprise guest for fans at a recent concert in Toronto.
Yeah, how about this? Before their encore to end the show on Saturday, the iconic group was joined by Toronto native Drake to perform their 1999 hit, I Want It That Way. The Backstreet Boys posted the moment on Twitter, which now has more than 270,000 views.
This is my dream because this is my past and my present. Currently, really? Backstreet's back, clearly. I didn't even know they were that close. So for Drake to show up, how cool was that?
In his hometown.
Yeah.
That is, I want it that way. See that? You think Drake cut it that well?
Yeah. You sound just like them.
Yeah.
Well, you may notice some older shows that are trending on Twitter. Take a look at this.
Yeah, there's a woman asking users if they were teaching a TV writing course, what are the five perfect shows they'd assign to students to study? Well, she's gotten thousands of responses, and many of the users replied with a few gems. Schitt's Creek, The Good Place, Better Call Saul were all on that list. Edgy, I don't know.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'd add Seinfeld and Andy Griffith. You know, I talk about this all the time.
Right, but those are classics, and just listen for the writing.
Yep, that's the
perfect
key.
Perfect in them.
Today is a jam-packed day full of 4th of July celebrations and events. I'm breaking down everything that's happening in our area. And it's going to be a hot and sticky afternoon. We're looking at a high of 95 degrees today. A small chance for a few isolated showers and thunderstorms across the Sand Hills. But by Wednesday, with a high of 98, we're tracking severe storms. We're going to break down the severe threats we could see then.
And City of Raleigh is now offering a new incentive to bring in more lifeguards. We'll have everything you need to know about the hiring event happening tomorrow.